This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Finding Your Bliss with host Judy Liebrack, heard every Saturday at 1 p.m. on Zoomer Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Finding Your Bliss, the show that helps you find and follow your bliss. I'm Judy Liebrack, and today we have part two of our astrology special with the beautiful, brainy, and world-renowned astrologer, Susan Miller. Some of the highlights from today's show include more on some celebrities like Oprah, Dr. Phil, Justin and Hailey Bieber, and more. Also, Susan will talk a bit about my chart and my birthday. And if you're a Libra, Scorpio, Sag, Capricorn, Aquarius, or Pisces, you'll want to tune in to hear a very special forecast all about you in 2024. If you're one of the other six zodiac signs, you can listen to part one from our two-part special with Susan Miller. And all you have to do is just go to findingyourbliss.com/radio to do that. Before we hear this wonderful part two of our interview with Susan, let me tell you a little bit more about her. Susan Miller is an internationally known astrologer, author, columnist, entrepreneur, publisher, and pioneer of the internet. She is the founder and editor of astrologyzone.com, created in 1995, and I've been a longtime fan of this. Her site is considered an authority in the field of Western astrology, and it's read avidly by 13 million unique readers a year on Google Analytics. Her audience loves Susan's warmth, compassion, philosophical style, as well as her accurate, comprehensive, and insightful reporting of current planetary trends. Susan has also created two award-winning apps, Astrology Zone Horoscopes and Moonlight Phases, and they are both available at the Apple App Store. I actually have Astrology Zone and Moonlight Phases on my phone now, but you can also download these apps on Google Play. She is the author of 17 astrology books, as well as the popular The Year Ahead Astrology Calendar series, which she self-publishes, and they've become collectibles. I am loving my copy of this. It has so many wonderful goodies inside of it, and I encourage you all to enter our giveaway to win one of these gorgeous collectible calendars. As well, Susan writes monthly columns for Vogue Japan, Vogue China, W South Korea, and Amica Italy. Susan's latest book, The Next 200 Years, is available on Amazon's Kindle and bookbaby.com. And it's where Susan discusses the critical conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn that occurred in December 2020 and that will radically change life as we know it in decades to come. Also, stay tuned again for our giveaway where you can win a fabulous calendar that is not only a beautiful work of art, but a wonderful blueprint that Susan has prepared just for you to follow so that you can live your best life with joy, enthusiasm, and confidence. One of my favorite signs and the sign of one of my oldest best friends, Mary, is the sign of Libra. And I'm so excited, Susan, that you'll be talking about Libra today. What can you tell us about Libra and what they can expect for 2024?
Libra, I feel very good about, because month after month, I would be writing to Libra and I would see that no matter how carefully they had prepared their budget, manhole covers kept blowing up. Every time they turned around, there was another big expense.
Yes.
And it wasn't their fault. The universe feels guilty about this and is making a correction between now and the end of May. They are little money magnets. This could come in the form of a generous insurance payout if they filed an application. It could be a commission or royalty. It's outside of salary. It could be an inheritance. It could be a prize winning. But I don't believe in the lotto. If month after month they say nobody in the whole United States won, that's a sign that
that's
this
an
is
indication.
Not good. Charity raffle ticket is much better. It's a much smaller pool.
Yeah.
And I told my friend, you got to buy some kind of ticket. And she said, no, I'm not. You're wrong. It's always a waste of money. Well, she forgot she bought Cancer Society raffle tickets because the little boy in the office wanted to win the bicycle if he sold a lot of books. She won the Porsche. She won first prize.
That's great.
That's actually how Time Warner came to me and said, we would like you to be on our website. That was the birth of Astrology Zone because of that prediction and another one I had given her.
Oh, so, my gosh.
So I'm saying that, dear Libra, I don't know what it is, but money is coming to you. And if you work in a company that can't match your salary, go for the benefits because they're worth money too. Yes. And they're willing to give you generous benefits. The second half of the year, you're going to travel internationally. And oh, is this the trip of a lifetime? I want you to even think about it now. My daughter and I are talking about going to Sicily with her little boy, who's going to be 8 years old this month, because that's where my grandparents come from. And I've been to Italy, but not Sicily. So we're saying, oh, we should go. Then there's the next sign, Scorpio. Now, Scorpio in 21 and 20 and part of 22 had a wonderful, rich emotional life. Many fell in love. This year, they have the best marriage aspects. Now, if you say, I'm already married, your partner does really, really well. And as a result, there's just happiness in the family and it gives you options to do things you haven't done before. And if you're a listener saying, you know, my husband isn't doing that well, well, it's not May yet. May is the pinnacle point of this trend. So,
so great.
Don't say never. No, no, no. Never say never.
I love that.
Sagittarius, you're going to get the marriage aspects next. Sagittarius is the sign that's most careful about committing before they commit. They yes. don't rush into marriage. They just don't.
Yes.
Now, this same energy of merging forces is good if you're in business. You want a business partner, an agent, a publicist, a social media manager, a head of digital. Someone who works confidentially with you, like an accountant, like a bookkeeper, one-on-one, you can really hire the best of the best after Memorial Day. Okay, we've got to get into June. But you're going to do well. Capricorn, you have the best love aspects on the planet. If you aren't going out and meeting people, it's not the fault of the stars. You have what everybody wants. And if you could sell your aspects, we'd all line up and buy them.
Yes.
And
great.
You are, you know, this is an ambitious sign that puts a lot of energy into work. But now it's time to build a richer private life, where you can fall in love, you can have a baby, or you could work on your creativity and have it blossom like a big hibiscus flower, as big as a dinner plate, just beautiful. Now, the second half of the year is work-oriented. If you're self-employed, like Jeff Bezos is a Capricorn, well, people will be pounding their way to your door, meeting your every minute. So business is going to be brisk. But even if you work for others, same. You're going to get the best assignments and be very, very busy. So for now, enjoy love. Enjoy going out. Now, we only have two more left, Aquarius and Pisces.
Yes.
Aquarius. Oh, boy. They have such a big future. As the leader of the parade, right now, they are actually only thinking about their home or other property. They're carrying paint swatches, fabric swatches, wallpaper swatches, floor panels.
Wow.
They're just obsessed with the home, and that's what they should be, because you can find your dream home or turn your present home into your castle right now. Now, if you say, yeah, but I already love my house, it's perfect, then you could be directing that energy to help your parents, because your parents are part of the fourth house, the people who gave you life, or people you think of as a parent if you're adopted, or if you don't have your mom anymore, but you have a favorite aunt and she feels like a parent. That too, you know, do something nice for that person, help them out. It's part of your personal growth.
Yes.
What's coming next? You feather your nest, Aquarius. And you invite love in. And I haven't had a lot of love aspects for Aquarius in so long that I even get letters. Did you forget about us? You know, but I can't manufacture aspects. And now the universe is making this huge correction. So from May 25th all the way to June 9th of the following year, more than 12 months of love, love, love. Mm. And you will see me talking about it a lot. Also, creativity, blossoms incredibly. And they are in the center of everything that's going to be happening in the new era that we're going into. They are the pathfinders for the rest of us. And what's coming is so revolutionary.
Awesome.
And Pisces, you're writing, speaking, doing something with communication that's absolutely right on target. You're going to be getting a great opportunity in the next few months. You'll either get it in March, April, or May. Not beyond that. You will get your opportunity to really show your talent in a new way. Then you get the home aspects that your Aquarius sisters and brothers have now. And you may get a vacation home, or you may fix up, you know, you've always wanted to do your kitchen and bathroom.
True.
Finally, you're going to be able to do it. But also, I have seen when I had this aspect, my daughter had a baby and the whole family came together to welcome this new life. And it was just so nice, all the relatives and just real warmth and joy from family. So Pisces will love that. And at the summer of 2025, love comes in like a freight train, really fast and seriously and wonderfully. Real rekindling of your relationship with your wonderful Dan, but also for people who are married and they think, well, yeah, we've been together a long time. No, a rejuvenation, a beautiful, wonderful rejuvenation. And single girls and guys finally have a chance to have genuine love. We're not talking about a six-month romance. We're talking about long-term real love.
That's so beautiful. I want to thank you so much for all this. I have to tell you, you put your heart and your soul and everything you've got into these. And I can see that because this is just a microcosm of what you put out there on your apps and on astrologyzone.com. And yet I can see that you put just your heart and your everything into it. And I just want to ask you, because I'm fascinated about this, by your writing process. I understand you do a lot of writing in your home on the Upper East Side, some of the hotel nearby. You've even written at Dunkin' Donuts. Each forecast, you say, takes 7 hours.
Well, Dunkin' took their tables and chairs out. They had the perfect height.
With COVID.
Starbucks is too high. And I think they do that on purpose so we won't stay. But Dunkin', and it's so cute in there. You know, they're all different nationalities and they all tiptoe over and say, do you want another cup of coffee? I'm like, okay, I'll have one more, but just my second cup, that's it. You know? And they let me stay there and I can see people walking on the street and it helps.
It's company, because writing can be lonely. It takes you 7 hours to write.
What time?
About 7 hours to write each one of your, are you exhausted?
I have to start on the 20th of every month.
Wow.
To write the next month, because I can only write two. And the first three are the hardest to write because I'm still memorizing all the aspects. So it takes me longer and I'm doing more calculations. Wow. By Virgo, I'm going a little faster, but no, everybody knows they can't have lunch with me. I can't make a dental appointment. No dinners, no nothing. I go into hibernation. I feel like Persephone at the beginning of the month. It's spring and summer. And then come the 20th or even the 18th, I go underground.
It's tax season for an accountant, right? It's your time.
Hades with Pluto and no seeing anyone. I do keep the TV or the news on for like quiet noise. I need some noise.
Yes.
You know, after the pandemic, so many places took their chairs and tables out.
Yes.
So it's harder to find. There are cute little places in Astoria and in Williamsburg, but that's a long cab ride and I just never get around to doing it. But I'm saying in the spring I will, so I could sit outside and get some fresh air. You know, I want to do that. Yeah, I do.
You also, I loved it when I read that you like to write in bed and that you have 8 white pillows in your bed, which is exactly what I have in my bed. So I flipped out.
I love pillows.
And me too.
White duvet, white.
Frothy white, lots of little heart-shaped pillows in all different shapes and sizes. But those fluffy 8 pillows, I went, wow. Do you do some writing in bed too when it strikes you at 3 a.m? Or do you wake up with a note?
No, it isn't like that. When I finish one sign after writing 7 hours, I love to cook. So I always cook my own dinner. Usually I'll have dinner at lunchtime, to tell you the truth. I like to have my main meal at lunchtime. but I like to chop the garlic. You know, you look at garlic and you look how beautiful it is and the petals and the tissue paper and, oh, it's perfect. My God, you know, but I'll cook, but I want to change venues. I want to sit somewhere else to write the next 7 hours. I write a lot at night, and I'm not a night owl, but I'm writing a mammoth story for Vogue Japan, and I've been up till 2 and 3 and 4. You know, it depends on, I'll wait until my body can't deal with it anymore, and then I conk out, but I have to be up by 7, 7:30, no later than that. Wow. So I can do anything I want until 11 o'clock. Anything. I can go to the bank. I can do anything. I can run to the supermarket, but by 11, I have to start writing in the morning.
That's amazing. That's how it works. Your time. Yeah. That's your special time.
I just don't want to leave out any details, you know, that you might be looking for that month, you know.
Oh, that's so awesome. A couple of celebrities, we talked about this before the show, but like Dr. Phil, you noticed that there was a lot more to him than you thought. And I've been noticing that
as well. I'll be honest, my little heart felt he was a little tough on people. And I'll be honest, I didn't like him so much. But then I did his chart because you asked me to.
Yes.
And he's all Pisces Virgo. He really cares about people. I got a whole different view of him after that. I couldn't believe the difference. And I have to show you because here he is. This is his chart, right? Now, he said he's ending his work with CBS, I think it is, or ABC. I'm not sure what station he was on. And he's, NBC, I think. And he said, I'm going to be doing some specials. Now, this is his progress chart. Look at this.
Wow.
He's not retiring.
No way.
He's around the clock. Everything's in the house of assignment.
Oh.
His progress chart. And it's all in Virgo, the sign of detail, but also the sign of giving, of healing. There's a medical component to Virgo. Mother Teresa was a Virgo. And here, and he's Aries rising on the progress chart. So it's new, it's entrepreneurial, it's different. Saturn is right on the horizon line. He's going to work really, really hard. But he wants to. His son is progressed on, so his ego in a good way. He wants it to be helpful and thorough. But it's going to be different than what he's done before. So what could that be? We have to watch and see.
Can't wait. Maybe Dr. Phil will come on the show and we can talk about it in person. Love you, Dr. Phil. And Oprah, what's happening with Oprah?
Oprah's got a kind of quiet chart, although not for long. I mean, she's Aquarius. They're the leader of the parade right now of this new digital world we're going into. And just when you think Oprah is just going to, you know, have a happy life in her garden in Montecito or Santa Barbara,
yes,
then she pops up with something new. So she will always make money. And she'll always earn it herself. It won't be given to her. It won't be inherited, as we figured. She's a hard worker. She has Saturn in the 10th house. She cares very much about her reputation. I think there will be some new announcements. She's born on January 29th. So she just recently had a birthday. And I didn't have time to do her progress chart. But right now, Jupiter, the giver of gifts and luck, is, it's in her house of, love.
Ooh, nice.
Love and children and creativity. Maybe she's writing a book.
Love that. She just lost a tremendous amount of weight. There's a little speculation about how, but
using,
it was. She finally said that's what it was. Yeah.
I hope it's safe though, because we don't have a lot of experience with this drug. What happens if you stop? It's not good. You have to keep it up, right?
You have to keep it up.
A lot of actresses are taking it.
All of Hollywood.
I'm just afraid of all the globe. Kind of easy way out. I'm just skeptical, you know?
Yeah, I know. Another one I want to ask you about is, and this is for my beautiful little niece, Elizabeth, who just turned 16. And I think we mentioned this together when we talked on the phone, and that's Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber, his wife. Just about their signs. And I know Justin's
Pisces. There wasn't a ton to say, except that Justin's under a lot of pressure right now. He's a Pisces. All the Pisces are feeling Saturn conjunct the Sun. This is something that happens every 29 years. Mm-hmm. He's probably starting a new chapter in his life. Now, he is coming out with a new album, isn't he?
Yes.
Yes, right? Yes. And it shows that he poured a lot into it. He's born March 1st. And the people who felt Saturn the most in 23, last year, 2023, it was those born in February, including March 1st.
Oh, wow.
This year, it's people born March 2nd to the 10th. And in 2025, it'll be people born after the 10th that will feel it the most. Because you feel it most when Saturn's kind of over your head, you know. So he's through the hardest part, but he seems to have more things he wants to do. His wife has a beauty line. I believe she's been working on that. She's Sagittarius. She likes to travel. He likes to travel, but he likes to create more than he likes to travel. We all have our favorite activity. Also, Sagittarius tends to be a little blunt. So hopefully, Haley has learned that Pisces gets bruised by harsh words. So they have to remember to be diplomatic. And that's the key to a good relationship. But I haven't heard any bad things about the two of them. They seem very, very happy. And she's very much a self-starter. You know what I found interesting about both of them is that Justin had not the best childhood. He has something I have. Now, I had the best parents, but I was always in hospitals or in horrible pain. I don't think he enjoyed school. Lower school. She has Saturn in the family house, very close to what he has, very similar. Let me take a look. Where is this chart? I'm remembering everything because I did so much study. Here is Justin. He has Saturn conjunct the Sun. He takes life seriously, actually. Mm-hmm. You know, he has a good sense of humor, but he's a serious person. And she has Saturn down here, very close to where he has it. That's family. I don't think home was where the heart was. I think there was something about Haley's early life that it could have been she didn't like the neighborhood or didn't like the school she went to, or maybe one of her parents was a bit stern or harsh. I mean, I don't know what it was. Or like me, I was sick, you know, so I didn't have the best childhood, but I loved my parents. I had the best family on earth. But, you know, there's different elements that cause that. But that surprised me. Mm. And Justin actually has the kind of chart where he's, yes, he likes to entertain, but there's a big private side to him.
Yes, yes.
Big, big. And he needs to create and be alone. And she loves to travel. Oh, my gosh. So, you know, they will, because he loves her and he wants her to be happy.
My niece Elizabeth is a Capricorn and her birthday is December 31st. She just turned 60 and she loves Justin.
Oh.
And I just predict she's beautiful, brilliant, all the rest. But Capricorn's having a fabulous year, you just said.
It's all love and creativity. And some Capricorn couples are having babies. And even some girls are having them on their own. I mean, you know,
because she's too young for that. She's just
not your niece, but I'm talking generally.
Yeah. Wow.
But well, she could start a babysitting business and it would be booming. I did that in college. I made so much money that I had to enlist my sister to handle the overflow. And I had my mother make the appointments. I had everybody working for me. And I saved enough money to go to Japan for it was 5 weeks.
Wow.
I went on tour. I went alone. Nobody wanted to come with me. And my mother almost had a nervous breakdown. She said, wait a minute, you just got out of the hospital. I'm 23 at that time. And you're going to go halfway around the world? I said, well, I called the club that was having this charter flight. And there was a French girl on the tour. And so we roomed together. It was very nice. Her name was Nellie. I remember that. And I loved her. And it was the trip of a lifetime. I want to go back to Japan because that's a lot where my heart is. And I write for Vogue. And I would like to go back to Kyoto particularly. It's such a beautiful place. And I just loved it. And I learned a lot. And before I went, I read the literature, the haiku, learned all about the paintings. And sometimes the fun of a trip is before you go also.
Yes, the process.
Be ready
yes.
for it. Yeah.
Absolutely. I feel like, Susan, you would have been a movie star if you hadn't. But like, you know, because you have that whole, I don't know if it's the Jackie Onassis, and I said a little bit of Elizabeth Taylor and her youth vibes I see with you. And now I'm sounding like I'm, but
You're so kind.
I wonder.
No, I marvel at these actresses who can remember all the script lines. It is hard work. I had my own TV show for 5 years. We lost funding. And you have to be articulate and on, and you don't want to make the editor work too hard and not flub any lines. And you leave tired, right, at the end of the day. But it was wonderful. I mean, there were 12 people on set, each one, the audio man and the editor and, you know, the director and, you know, everybody kind of moving at their own pace and doing what they know what to do. I marveled at it. I was very grateful that I had that chance.
Yeah.
People are still asking for my little show, but, you know, it takes money. So right now I'm just directing into more digital things, you know, and trying to be ready for the digital age that's coming so fast at us, you know, with AI. And it worries me, AI. It does worry me. Look what's happening this week. They're doing political ads that are not real and mimicking other people. Luckily, they're calling them out the minute they hit the airwaves. But this is tough, you know, and we heard another country is trying to get into our grid, into our gas, electric, water for purification, and have been for 5 years. And we were not aware of it. But the FBI just issued that this morning. So there's a lot of downside, but there's a lot of upside, too. I believe that they'll be able to cure a lot of inherited diseases by taking it out of the gene before the baby's born. So that's a good thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. We talked a little bit about infertility. My husband's a leading fertility specialist in Canada, Dr. Clifford Liebrecht. And I know you're a very big proponent of women by 35 years old, go freeze your eggs if you're not there yet.
And if not before, because your eggs are perfect between 30 and 35. And
exactly.
You don't want, and it doesn't hurt. I asked my two daughters, they said, actually, it's the easiest part of the whole process. They put you to sleep.
Yes.
And your friend has to pick you up. You're not allowed to drive home yourself.
Right.
And both my children have a baby boy, both because they did IVF. And I'm grateful. Diana did it on her own. And the baby is Oliver. He's 2 years old this month. And Christy was married to a man named Leo, who is a Leo.
What
is that? And we love him. He's in the art business, an art consultant. He had a gallery. And she had a little problem with her pregnancies. And they said, if you do IVF, we know what's preventing you from having a son or a daughter. And so they had 5 viable eggs, 3 boys and 2 girls. So she said, let's have a boy because I think my husband would enjoy that. And he did. Oh, my goodness. It's a really happy life. I'm loving this stage that I'm in where I'm around little children. And Otis, my older daughter's son, loves planets. He also is a little chess champion. And I learned chess in college. And I think it's the best thing I ever learned. But I'm rusty. And I said, so, Otis, would you bring your board over? And he said, sure, of course I will. So I said, I know you'll win, but it's not the worst thing. But he was asked to go to Florida for a tournament, but he was only 7. And Chrissy felt, let's wait. You know, he'll be in a great big room. He can't see his mother. It's a lot of pressure. He's taking lessons. So let's, if he's really good at it, he'll be good at it next year and the year after. So let's
I think that was a very
grow up a little. Yeah.
That was a very smart move. I can't wait to hear more, but first we're going to go on a short commercial break. More with Susan Miller, Astrology Zone, and Finding Your Bliss when we come back.
The preceding segment was for entertainment purposes only.
This next segment is brought to you by silveringbeauty.com. Experience the Silvering Beauty Revolution. If you are embracing your grays, you need to know about this new beauty brand, Silvering. Canadian beauty entrepreneur Alexis Asian, as herself a Silver Sister, developed this line of products because she understands the evolving beauty needs of Silvering women.
Giving up dye does not mean giving up on beauty. At Silvering Beauty, you'll find unique modern products designed to improve silver hair's tone, amp up its volume, and boost silver shine. And my friends who have tried the line are excited to say they have developed brow product that finally looks natural with silvers. Find contemporary care for silvering hair over at silveringbeauty.com.
Finding Your Bliss is brought to you by Create, Canada's leading fertility center for over 25 years.
Create is here for anyone struggling with infertility or in need of assisted reproductive technology to have children. Create is about cutting-edge science from highly skilled doctors. In unprecedented times like these, Create is about ensuring the safety of all patients and staff. Create has made important changes to protect you by ensuring social distancing, wearing masks, as well as screening before entering. So what about the bundle of joy that you've been hoping would come into your family? Create Fertility Center is here for you. Visit createivf.com to keep up with the latest changes and learn about Create Fertility Center's comprehensive care for every fertility journey. Keep safe and healthy during these challenging days, remembering that life is about moments that we create together.
Hi, everyone. We're back. This is Finding Your Bliss on Zoomer Radio AM 740. And I've been having a wonderful conversation with the legendary Susan Miller, all about astrology and more. And I have to say, what I love about you, Susan, is that, I mean, obviously, you're a mathematical genius. You get this on that level. But you also get it on a very compassionate, intuitive, helping profession level. Can you describe what you love the most about doing astrology and helping people?
Oh, it's cracking the code. I see the little planets as people. Imagine eight of them in a room, because there are eight planets, including Pluto, plus the sun and moon, so that makes 10. And three of them may be having a conversation in one part of the room. One may be looking out the window. Venus and Mars may be kissing on the sofa. They're all doing something. But their conversations are going to mean different things for all 12 signs. And let's say there's an eclipse, 12 degrees. If you're 26 degrees, that's too far away to really feel it strongly. So people who say, oh, well, how could all Aries and all Tauruses and so forth have the same forecast? Well, they don't. And I mentioned the degrees. That's why I wanted you to have an ability to do your own chart so you could see them. Even if you can't get your time of birth, those planets are going to be in those signs that day. So you'll at least have that for sure. And cracking the code and trying to find a solution. To me, it's not enough to say, okay, you're going to have a little turbulence here, buckle up. This month, February, is not an easy month. And it was harder to write because I don't want to overstate a difficult aspect. It could maybe work out a little milder than I'm seeing it. So I have to think a lot. Mm-hmm. And my mother was always very strong about being accurate. And getting feedback, I will go on Twitter or Threads or Instagram or wherever, Facebook, and ask people, how is it affecting you? I want to know if I was right. I do a Ask Me Anything session twice a month. I've taken a little break January, February, because I'm traveling a lot and giving speeches. Like I'm going to Dallas on February 17th. I'm going to be in Miami, but it's for Soho House, so I'm not allowed to put that on my website. But twice a month with a moderator who used to work at the Apple Genius Bar. So if a reader has trouble with Discord, we can help them. We ask everybody to join Discord ahead of time. And it's voice. I can hear their voice. They can hear mine. And we have like a little group of 50 people who come. We try to do different times because I'm trying to bridge Los Angeles to Australia.
Yes.
Oh, this is hard, you know? So I keep shaking it up and asking people, when do you want the next one? You know, usually they're on weekends because we know people work. Discord has very, very educated people coming in and a lot from Europe. I would say more from Europe and Australia than from America. But I always ask people, where are you? Oh, I'm in Jacksonville, Florida. I'm in Philadelphia, or I'm in London, or I'm in Liechtenstein, or where. After a while,
all
you get to
world.
Know the people. They come in every month and you say, oh, purple sky, you're here, or Aura, or independent lady, how is it going with your daughter? You know, and
the worldwide community you've created.
There was one lady who had a real problem. Evie, my moderator, said, today Susan has to write, and we're only going to do emergency questions. And I thought, oh, I wonder what's going to come up. They were real emergencies. And one lady said, I'm in a domestic violence situation, and I don't know what to do. I'm in Florida. And she was in like Clearwater or someplace like that, not in Miami, where I would know where to send her. And I said, you need a government program to help you. You need to get out of that house. And I asked her, is the person who's giving you the problem a law enforcement person? Because I was seeing it. She said, yes. But it was her brother, not her husband. She was 61. And I said, I got to get you help. And I don't know the telephone numbers. And then all of a sudden on the chat on the side that Evie keeps watching to see if somebody's having trouble getting in, up came all the telephone numbers for her city.
Aww.
And that's when we became a real community, when four readers offered help. And I said to them, I want everyone to join in when someone has a problem and offer a solution.
Beautiful.
And then I'll be looking at the chart. And at the end, I will give my opinion, too, that what might be most workable. But let's get a lot of ideas flowing. One woman was having trouble with her daughter. They weren't getting along. And I said, gee, therapy might be a good thing. And she said, we tried that. A therapist came on. We let her right onto the stage. She had such a kind voice. She said, I do not specialize in teenagers, but I can look up names. And sometimes when you have a problem situation, you have to kick a lot of frogs, if you know what I mean. You have to try different types to find someone your daughter likes, because she won't open up otherwise. And I thought that was so nice. I said, I would come to you. I've never gone to a therapist.
I bet you could.
So kind and compassionate. I would come to you in a minute, you know. So she was laughing. And, you know, the readers teach me things. So it's a two-way street. And I really am loving these Ask Me Anything sessions. Mm-hmm. And I put them under appearances. Now, I don't have it there right now, but I do have the, you need an invitation to join Discord. And we have it right under appearances on my homepage, on my website. So get started early. They have to make sure you're not a bot. That's the only thing. This is Discord's rules, not mine. So, but that's a good thing. And it's Web3. And what does that mean? Well, on Twitter, I have 523,000 followers, but if Elon Musk does something a little wacky and closes the site, I lose contact with all the followers. Mm-hmm. On Discord, which I've just started, so I only have 7,500 people, I can take those readers with me to a new server. It's a totally different way of having a social platform. You don't lose touch with your followers.
You also have a lot of following on Instagram. I should just say, because I saw a lovely following on Instagram and on Facebook as well.
Yes. Yes. I'm at Astrology Zone on almost all of them, except Facebook. I'm Susan Miller's Astrology Zone, wearing a red evening dress with spaghetti straps.
Yes.
They make you have a personal one, which is so confusing. I wish they just let you have your website one, but you'll see the one with more people is the one you should join.
I love when you once said that regarding your personal style, that you're not a jeans person, that you could actually picture yourself vacuuming in a gown, in an evening gown.
Oh, absolutely. I love dressing up. Well, I'm a girly girl and I have to keep that down because I write in a non-gender specific way. Yeah. I never want a man to enter the room and feel he's in this girly room, you know, where just girls are talking. No, I want it to be for men too.
Yeah.
And on Discord, I have a lot of men. Well, even on Astrology Zone, I have 40% men. according to Google.
I've read that.
Analytics. So yeah, and some of them come to my events. They tend to be shy. They tend not to come in person, but more and more they are, you know. And people who are creative want to know how to expand the doors on their life, the walls, I should say, and make their life bigger and more interesting. Mm-hmm. And know the timing. Everything about astrology is timing. You could be hitting one obstacle after another if you start at the wrong time. I would say the number one use of astrology is planning, but also learning your talents. The ascendant, the rising sign, which only can be determined by the time of birth, tells you the career you should go into. You have Leo rising, culture, entertainment, people, the warmth of the Leo and the sophistication of Leo. So you have, you know, very special guests.
Thank you so much for that, Susan. We're going to go on a short commercial break. And when we come back, I think Susan might be sharing some secrets about my birth chart. Be right back. Can't wait.
The preceding segment was for entertainment purposes only.
Finding Your Bliss is brought to you by CREATE, Canada's leading fertility center for over 25 years.
CREATE is here for anyone struggling with infertility or in need of assisted reproductive technology to have children. CREATE is about cutting-edge science from highly skilled doctors. In unprecedented times like these, CREATE is about ensuring the safety of all patients and staff. CREATE has made important changes to protect you by ensuring social distancing, wearing masks, as well as screening before entering. So what about the bundle of joy that you've been hoping would come into your family? CREATE Fertility Center is here for you. Visit createivf.com to keep up with the latest changes and learn about CREATE Fertility Center's comprehensive care for every fertility journey. Keep safe and healthy during these challenging days, remembering that life is about moments that we create together.
Hi, everyone. We're back. This is Finding Your Bliss on Zoomer Radio, AM 740 FM 96.7. And I'm here with astrology queen Susan Miller, and we're having the most delightful conversation. I know that Susan wanted to talk a little bit about my birth chart, and I'm so grateful about that. This is the best birthday gift ever.
I see why you are in such a good marriage. You have Venus and Mars together in your marriage house. Now, they're not conjunct, but they're within 11 degrees. And that's the sex appeal aspect. You know, it's almost like, you know, when you put batteries in, the plus and the minus together, yeah. You know, I mean, lovely. And you're a little money magnet. If you ever needed money to start a new branch of your business, I mean, it's there.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Very. Look, you've got four planets. 1, 2, 3, 4. This is a node. So, well, no, 3. 1, 2, 3. But still, Pluto. I mean, that's huge, you know. And you also, look at this. You have Jupiter, the giver of gifts and luck, in your house of love, but it's also the house of creativity. How many books have you written?
Two, and the third one is on the way, Finding Your Bliss. Yes.
I knew there had to be books in there because it's so close to the publishing sign within 2 degrees. Oh. So it's things on the cusp partake of both signs. You love history, though. You're very interested in historical people or ancient things. Well, astrology is ancient. You know what I mean? You'd be good with it. Anything a value from the past fascinates you.
Yes.
You know, definitely here. You have to watch your knee. Are you good to your knee? You have to watch your knee.
They're not good, and I'm not good to them. How did you know?
Oh, Saturn. Yeah, where's Mars? Wait, Mars too. Mars is another problem. No. Oh, do you have water in your house? Do you ever have a flood?
No, but we have a beautiful pool.
Oh, there's water in the house. Interesting that you have a pool. Maybe you sidestep that. Your ankle, knee and ankle, they're both
a little sketchy.
Sensitive.
Yeah, true.
Okay. Oh, right now, bankers are being difficult, probably because they're under pressure. It's the aberration that never happens now with money. You can't raise the money right this minute. But in a year or two, you can. So just know that.
Awesome.
And buying property definitely later this year after May or early next year. And I'm thinking of buying a house for Diana together with her. She's saving up. She needs 3 bedrooms because I have to be able to stay there. And the baby took my room in her prison apartment. The little person took my room. Well, babies need a lot of stuff.
I still really
have a hotel, so she needs 3 bedrooms. So, I mean, that's in my mind. She's renting right now, but eventually, yeah.
That's the best. I still relate to the babies in your life because I just had my first grandchild, my son and daughter-in-law, and he's 4.5 months old. And he's the most beautiful little boy, like a little angel doll face.
Yes.
Old soul. I was tearing up when you were talking.
Good, like little rabbits, and they and the development, you can see it clearer than when you're working around the clock, doing the laundry. She breastfed for 10 months. I mean, she was a saint. I mean, that's long, but
awesome. It's the best thing.
Oh, well, this is your greatest joy. I mean, your own children and the little ones. Yeah. Yes. I mean, you have Jupiter in the house of children.
Yes. Well, my daughter is just this beautiful, beautiful singer and musical theater artist. And my son is a beautiful guy who I think.
Oh, you have a son too. Yeah.
And then the daughter. Yeah. Yeah.
What does he do? Is he in digital or high tech?
No, he is in. Well, I actually think he's a healer. I think
you've got Aquarius over there. So something Aquarian, which could be healing, could be astrology, it could be Reiki and hands-on, it could be therapy,
medicine.
It could be any of those things besides the new world. Yeah.
He helps people. He uplifts people. And my daughter does as well when she sings. There's something more than just the voice that happens.
I wish I could sing. That's the one thing I didn't get.
Guess what? Guess what? She's doing a master's and she's doing a dual degree in vocal pedagogy. Do you know that she has 12 students? Do you know that one of her students said, "You're the teacher I've been looking for my entire life." A famous opera singer said, and she teaches everything, pop, musical, theater, any kind of singing.
Wow.
And I said, "You're the singer I've been searching for. So maybe one day Lily will give you a lesson." That could be cool.
Oh my goodness. Oh my gosh. Well, I heard that Taylor Swift does not talk to anyone the day after. Nobody. Really? And she rests in bed. She doesn't leave her bedroom because it's pretty physical what she does.
Yes.
That's another reason I don't think she'll get married right away. I mean, she's at the pinnacle.
Yes.
And she makes money of these sad love songs, right? I don't want her to break up with Travis. He's so perfect.
He's so cute.
And he's 6'5", and she's tall too, and she looks little next to him.
I know.
Yeah. No, I think they really are perfect for each other. Let's hope.
Susan, is there something surprising about you that we may not know that you'd like to share with us?
I don't know how to drive. So I take over.
Really?
Most people learn to drive when they're teenagers, but I was in the hospital all that time. Nice. And I'm afraid of trucks. I am terrified of 18-wheelers, I don't think I'd make a good driver. I don't think people have tried to teach me. They say, come on, it's easy. And they say my spatial relationships are all off. It might have something to do with my eyes, but I am so happy that somebody invented Uber. And in New York, yes. I use yellow cabs. But I love to cook. I used to be in the photography business. I love photography. But when it went digital, I didn't love it as much. I felt I could control things more with film. Yes. I know darkroom work. But now I'm pouring everything into cooking. And something unusual happened. After my mother died, I had no flowers in the house, and I stopped cooking. And my younger daughter, Diana, noticed this. And so on Mother's Day 3 years ago, she gave me a gift certificate to Blue Apron. And I said, this is a meal kit where I have to cook myself. She said, well, everybody at CBS, where she works, loves it. So I said, okay, I'll give it a try. Oh, my gosh. 3 years later, I don't even miss 1 week. I mean, I love it so much. And the flowers came back. And I think I was what Mrs. Obama calls functionally depressed. When I lost my mother, I kept functioning, but the things I loved to do went by the wayside. I was just in a more serious mode. And by Diana giving me that, it broke all the ice. The flowers were back. I'm cooking all the time. If you were in New York, I'll say, I'll cook for you.
what's your favorite thing? What's one of your favorite things to cook?
Well, if I'm doing something special, I like a Grand Marnier souffle or duck à l'orange. But if it's just you're running over tonight, I'll have crispy skin salmon with some couscous or some wonderful vegetables. I mean, it's so easy. And yet it's faster than takeout and it's more healthful. You know what's in your food. Whereas, you know, when you're taking out, you don't know how much oil they put in or what kind of oil they used, you know. So I really love the joy of cooking. I do.
Oh, great. I love that. There's a question that we ask everyone at the end of the show. So, of course, I'm going to ask it to you.
Oh.
What is bliss for Susan Miller?
Oh, bliss is right now being with a little child who's laughing and happy to be with you, so happy to see you, and forgetting everything else that you're doing and crawling around on the floor and just being consumed by that little child's innocence and how they're getting to see the world for the first time. They're so young and they're starting to use words and they're communicating. It's magical because you're seeing the beginning of life and the beauty of life. And right now, that's my bliss, being with children. Yeah.
They're so lucky to have you.
Oh, I'm going to have to listen to all your podcasts. I want to hear what everyone else said.
I have to tell you, it's really been an honor to have you today.
It's my pleasure to be with you.
You're a lovely person. Fabulous at what you do, but also a lovely person. And we're lucky to have you in the world helping make the world a better place.
I have to meet you in person. So where are you broadcasting out of?
I'm broadcasting out of Toronto and you have to come here. We'll go to the very table and we'll do a whole
thing. That's only a stone's throw away. Wow. That's like an hour's flight. That's easy.
I'm there all the time also because my daughter lives in New York. She's a singer and a musical theater person. So I'm there too, but we have to meet. Maybe you'll do something in Toronto and we'll host you and do a fabulous evening.
Definitely. I would love that. I'm going to call my publicist, who's also Canadian.
That would be awesome. What is the best way for people to contact you and connect with you on social media? I think you've said a lot of them, but just all of it.
Well, so Astrology Zone on all social media. There's too many Susan Millers. That's why I use my website's name. Or you can write to us at SusanMiller@astrologyzone.com. Pretty easy to remember. And, you know, I don't have a lot of time to do charts, but I'll do one maybe a month. But I have also vetted certain people who I recommend, like the president of the Boston chapter of the NCGR, which is an esteemed astrological club. I'm very careful to have only accredited people reading charts for readers and their prices. And you can pick the person that maybe is in your city. So I do Zoom, but it's hard because I'm writing so much. But I do like the interaction with people. I wind up making best friends with everyone who asks me to do their chart. I call them up to see, so how did that go? You know, did you finally move out of that apartment that was giving you so much trouble? I can't sleep at night thinking about it. You people think I leave and forget about them. No, I think about them all the time. I hope she solved that problem, you know. So I'll check in once in a while. So, yeah.
I still get that. I'm a life coach and I never forget about anyone. I remember them on a glass bookshelf, what their vision, their values, their purpose is, and I come back to it. So I understand what you're saying so well.
Thank you again, Susan. It's been such a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you so much for being here. Each week, we spotlight a fabulous person like Susan Miller, who is living their bliss. So if you're an author, artist, yoga, meditation, or mindfulness expert, or really anyone who is found and is following their bliss, we would love to hear from you. We also love to feature singers and songwriters on the show. So if you're a singer, please reach out to us. Also, what did you love about today's program? Are there any guests or topics you would love us to feature on Finding Your Bliss? Write to us at fyb@findingyourbliss.com. As well, I'm also the Bliss Coach. I will help you get unstuck, gain clarity, believe in yourself, find more confidence and joy, and ultimately help you connect to your passion and purpose. If I can help you in any way, let me know. The best way to do that is to reach out and contact me at findingyourbliss.com/coaching. I'm also on Insight Timer, the number one free meditation app. All you have to do is search up Judy Liebrecht. And of course, you can always follow us at The Bliss Minute on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. In Bliss News, we're so excited to announce our second phenomenal giveaway courtesy of Susan Miller and Astrology Zone. You have the chance to win a collectible limited edition astrological calendar created and published by Susan Miller. These incredible calendars feature illustrations by artist Isaac Zenu, and they're so much more than a calendar for your appointments. Susan has prepared a beautifully detailed astrological blueprint for you to follow so that you can live your best life with more enthusiasm and confidence. To enter the giveaway, all you have to do is go to my Instagram page at The Bliss Minute. Like our giveaway post, tag two friends, and follow us at The Bliss Minute and follow Astrology Zone on Instagram. I'd like to thank our wonderful guest, Susan Miller, for being on the show today. It was so great having you here. Also, thank you to Mag Ruffman, Siobhan Kylie, producer Olivia Weatherall, audio engineer Juliana Yannitziello, senior editor Lauren Kaminsky, video editor Sierra Brown Rodriguez, audio producer Faz Kazi, and everyone here at Zoomer. And of course, a big thank you to our sponsors, the Create Fertility Center and Silvering. For everyone here, I'm Judy Liebrecht, reminding you all to reach for the stars and take one step closer to finding your bliss.
The preceding segment was for entertainment purposes only. This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.